Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude the BBF Christmas Candlelight Service held on Christmas night, December 25th, 2019, followed by some of our classic Christmas videos of years gone by. This is part two of two.
And he said unto them, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Partaking of this communion, you're signifying your faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his broken body on that cross to pay for your sins. And you're reminded he's coming soon. And you should think of all of that when you see nativities and you hear the Christmas carols. Jesus came as a baby. He was born of a virgin without sin so that he could do what he has done for us to save us. And then in Mark 14:26, it simply says, "And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." We keep it very simple like this when we do communion because that's what you just read in the Bible. That's how simple it was in the Bible. It's a shame the pomp and circumstance and all the craziness you see with Mass and communion in other churches. We're not going to tell people what to do, but we want you to understand we do it like this because that's the way Jesus did it. He just kept it simple. There was no big ceremony. But what Jesus wanted to remind his followers was when he was going to that cross, he was not surprised. He came to die. He said in the Gospel of John, "I have come to lay down my life." And that's what the baby Jesus is all about. Amen. And the world likes to make fun of it, and there's movies and things where they make fun of the baby Jesus and that kind of thing. Don't get sidetracked by all that stuff. Stay focused on the fact that Jesus has come, and he came and he paid for your sins. If you believe that gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, in print right on the banner on the wall there, you are eternally saved.
Amen.
You will never perish.
Amen.
Think of that. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
But in this solemn occasion, they had sung a hymn. They went out into the Mount of Olives. Of course, when he returns at the end of the tribulation, that's where he's going to land.
Amen.
But we're going to sing a song fitting for the occasion. Silent Night. Oh, I don't have the number. Sorry. But you don't need your hymn books. What we want you to do is light your little candles there. They will not burn you. And if Sean will then turn off the remaining two lights back there. And if he gets it wrong, don't make fun of him. I get it wrong every time. I ask you to stand if you can. If you can't, then remain seated.
Shepherds, where Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Sing that last a cappella this time.
Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light, with the angels let us sing.
Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this wonderful time of the year that we can be reminded. We just get busy with life and we need these reminders of how wonderful it was when the Lord from heaven took upon himself the flesh of man. God was manifest in the flesh. He came for the purpose of dying for our sins, and how wonderful it is to know all who will repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing how that Christ died for our sins, and that he was buried, and that he rose again after 3 days. Anyone believing that message can be saved. And everyone who has believed that message is saved. And we will thank you and praise you forever and ever and ever. And after millions of years, billions of years, we will have just begun.
Amen.
And we give you thanks and praise. Now I ask you bless the rest of our time this evening and the travels, traveling home, that we'll have traveling mercies. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh. a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. Glad tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Repent and believe the gospel.
Repent and believe the gospel.
Believe the gospel if you are not saved. Glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. Glad tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Until the rapture, keep preaching until the rapture, keep preaching until the rapture,
and God calls us home.
Glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. Glad tidings for Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, born on Christmas Day. Hark, now hear the angels sing, new King born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Now Joseph
Hallelujah.
From all of us at Bible Believers Fellowship, Merry Christmas.